Good on you, Lizzie. Jelf's joining us there. Let's go and have a chat with Warren Huntley. We've given you the draws for the Manukato and the Cox Plate, and he clocked, I think it was around 50 horses at Moonee Valley this morning, Warren?
It was about that, Andrew. God bless Darryl Shearer to be there to help me, but we managed to get them all, which is a good thing.
Fantastic. Well, what stood out from a Cox Plate point of view, given now that we've got that final field?
Well, with the I thought the best work this morning from Cox Plate contenders was from both Humidor and from Castle Vecchio. Obviously, Humidor now an emergency. And Very Elegant, who went there on the weekend, she worked much sharper this morning. She didn't work in company this morning. She worked on her own. So, for me, it was a tick with some improvement from the last time I saw Very Elegant. I was taken with the work of Castle Vecchio outside Morton's Fork, and Humidor worked very well with Wall of Fire.
As we know, Humidor is one of the emergencies now, so just needs one horse to drop out over the next few days. That's interesting, Castel Vecchio. It's come up with barrier four, obviously moves into three if Galo Chop doesn't get a run, and it's a great opportunity, isn't it, for Richard Litt down there?
Yeah, and three-year-olds, even a maiden three-year-old in Seamus Awards won the Cox Plate, and obviously Castle Vecchio's got a lot better record at this stage of his career than Seamus Award had. And one I didn't mention, Andrew, and he's drawn out wide, Tiakau Shark, wasn't asked to run any real time, but gee, he's got a beautiful action. It's my first sighting of Tiakau Shark in the flesh, and he just cruised around the valley out wide and worked very nicely, albeit probably a second or so slower his last 400 than a number of other horses going into the Cox Plate, but he looked very comfortable.
Loving Gabby, they wanted to see it this morning, Gallop. Obviously now an acceptor in the Manukato coming up with barrier two. What was your report on Loving Gabby?
She was a bit keen early, but they ran the quickest last 400 metres of the morning, just a tick over 23 seconds for their last 400. I would have thought there was better smoothness to the work of Dubious in that head out, but they ran good time, and we know she's a talented filly, and I think Kieran Maher's thinking that the tempo of a solidly run 1200 metre race is better than stretching her out to the distance of, say, 1600 or whatever of a mire. She seems to cope better in solidly run races, and she was a bit keen early in the work, but overall it was very high quality work, Andrew. They ran 800 metres in 49.5 home in just a tick over 23, so it was good quality work.
Yeah, okay. So Loving Gabby comes up with barrier two for Craig Williams, drawing to the other three-year-olds in that race. Anaheed's drawn 11 and Bivouac has drawn the inside for Friday night's Manukato. Any others there? I want to talk about Lee's Grisheur and Kluger, but any others from this morning?
One I haven't seen at the races yet, Andrew, James Cummings trained two-year-old son of Britain Tycoon called Marnix. He was one of the last horses to work, and I love the way he went about his business. Worked with a stablemate called Jerl, nominated for the English Banner at Moonee Valley on Saturday. Really taken with the work of a young horse from the James Cummings stable in Marnix. And I was out there for that gallop of Liz Grisheur last Wednesday morning, and I'd say that's as good a work as I've seen from a Cox Plate contender leading into this year's Cox Plate. She worked on the inside of Kluger from the back behind him, and they ran about 23.5 their last 400 metres. They weren't out to run time. She seemed to do that beautifully, and she's got a lot of quality about her. I know she's pre-post favourite. She's drawn wide, but I loved what I saw from Liz Grisheur at the Valley last week.
Okay, worked at Werribee this morning, as I said earlier, worked about 100 metres in front of Kluger. Obviously, Damien Lane was at the Valley this morning, so it was the regular track work rider that rode Lee's Grisheur this morning, but Tommy Berry saying to me off air earlier that he was very pleased by Kluger, so we'll wait and see what the week brings. It sounds like I'm putting an asterisk against Marnix.
Yes.
Anything else?
I thought Lagerfeld worked very well for the Kieran Maher stable for restricted type races, and I like the work of both Cliff's Edge and Ken's Dream alongside each other. But I've got an asterisk next to Marnix also, Andrew. He really did catch my eye, and we know how good the Godolphin operation are at grading their two-year-olds. They've got a process that they go through, and they're so well educated. And when they go to the races, they take them to the races. You know they're ready to run well, and I love the way that the young two-year-old got around the valley this morning.
Okay. Good on you, Warren. We'll talk to you through the week, the build-up to Friday night into Saturday. At this stage, Friday, they're saying in Melbourne, 2 to 6 mil. Saturday, 1 to 4. But before we get to there, it's 28 on Wednesday and 33 in Melbourne on Thursday. So we'll wait and see what happens with that weather. And the rail, the other thing, Warren, the rail's in the true for both Friday and Saturday.
The one person you wouldn't want to be this week is Marty Simon, the track manager. You know, does he put water on then if he gets rain and we get more than forecast? He's hung out to dry. He's got such a challenging job. But, gee, the track's in perfect order. I'm sure he'll make the right decisions. And just something maybe for you to follow up on, Andrew. There was just some talk as I left Moonee Valley that Holmesman and Tiakau Shark, just with barrier draws and other circumstances, weren't absolutely guaranteed to take their place in the Cox Plate. But that's unconfirmed, and as you know, I'm not a journalist as such, but just a little bit of a whisper that those two horses might have a question mark next to their names as runners on the day.
I'm texting as I speak to you, Warren. We'll see.
I know if, you would be.
I'll see if we get an instant response. Thanks, mate. We'll hear from you through the week.
Pleasure, Andrew.